Okay, how's that? Can you hear me now? Still nothing. You can't hear me. You can hear me or you cannot. It's better, somebody says. Okay, all right. Let me know. All right, Goddess Terry says yes. All right, and Sacred Emperor says good. Nelly says, yeah, so now I know y'all can hear me. Oh my goodness. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Goddess Temple Sunday. I was having technical difficulties, which I thought I was able to fix by restarting my computer. Let me just share this with y'all. We're going to be talking today, actually, about how to shift into your. Uh-oh. Hello, Goddess Alafia. Oh, Alafia, sis, I don't know what I pushed, but you are here on the screen. Oh my goodness. All right. Okay, good. Y'all can hear. Okay. All right, excellent. So anyway, I have been having every year I have like these challenges with PCs, PC computers, which I love and adore because I get the touchscreen ones, but you literally have to buy one every 6 months because they totally fall apart. So I assume that that is what is happening now because this is the second or third week in a row that we've been having audio issues. Oh no. Okay, so let me know. Is the screen frozen now? Goddess Terry, I trust your judgment. Let me know. What's up? Is the screen frozen? Yes, Goddess Priscilla, every 6 months, every 6 to 8 months, I have to buy a new one. But the touch screen, I really like. Well, no, it's more like it's every year. Okay, it's good. Goddess Terry says it's good. Okay, so we'll begin again so I can cut it up to here. Happy Goddess Temple Sunday. My beautiful sister, Goddess Nina Marie, I'm gonna leave you saying Alafia here on the screen because it's gonna reset our tone and our energy. If you are just joining for the first time, I am Abiola Abrams. This is our weekly blast of inspiration, motivation, and transformation to set our week off right. Thank you, Goddess Michelle says I am back. And this is also our pre-kickoff for our free 6 week Secrets of the Ancestors virtual retreat and festival, which you can sign up for if you go to secretsoftheancestors.com, just the name of the deck.com, secretsoftheancestors.com. You can sign up there. You can join me live on my channels, on Hay House's socials. I've got amazing teachers coming for you for the next 6 weeks. For my tarot and oracle people, Chris Ann, Colette Baron-Reed, Rebecca Campbell, Yasmin Boland, Radley Valentine, Karen Kay, Asha Frost, Sandra Ann Taylor, Aida Hussein, Araba Afori Akwa, Dr. Giovanni Washington, Crystal Banner, Lorraine Anderson, Jamil Yamunya, Spring Washam, Susie Ashworth, Adama Sase, and Estelle Bingham is going to be amazing. So it's going to kick off tomorrow at 2 p.m., Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Hay House's social channels. And I'm going to be teaching lessons on working with the ancestors and working with this deck. And I'm also going to be announcing the first certifications for the African Goddess Rising Oracle certification. So it's a lot going on. You don't want to miss it. Go to secretsoftheancestors.com, sign up so you can get the replays and all of that. It's totally, absolutely free. It is absolutely free. And it is my gift for you for this transformational March, where we are leaping into new energy. Whoo, type into the comments, leaping into new energy. If you are ready for new energy, if you are ready for spring, doesn't matter if you live somewhere where it's the same season all the time, if you're ready for spring to be sprung, you're ready for a new start, a reset, a new beginning, this is your time. Type into the comments, yes, thank you, Goddess Terry. You put secretsoftheancestors.com in the comments for us. Type into the comments, new beginnings. Also, if you want to reset, a restart, new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Yes, leaping into new energy. Yes, affirm it, leaping into new energy. Secret, yes. Yes, Goddess Andrea, leaping into new energy. Yes, we are leaping into new energy. And today, What I'm going to be sharing with you is about how to step into your highest timeline and what that means, how to do it, and how to shift today so that you don't shift back. You know, change is challenging for a lot of us because we've got all of the stuff in our heads from the well-meaning people who raised us, from society, from our ancestral lines, all of those different voices and ideas and programming that is all a part of us. And we want to leap out of that energy and shift into new energy, like leap out of my story that for me, I'm like, I need a touchscreen computer. And if I switch to something else, they don't have that. Maybe I need to leap out of that timeline. Yes, leaping into a new year. Yes, we are still, I don't care, we're celebrating. Yes, new year, new energy. All of the above, new beginnings, Goddess Tynisha, leaping into new energy. Now, y'all know I love to brag on my clients. So before we get into some gratitude, let me tell y'all about Goddess Tynisha. Look her up and follow her. She is a teacher of homesteading. She is a teacher of preparedness. She is a teacher of conscious parenting. She is a teacher of plant-based lifestyle, just living, being a mommy, being happy and healthy and beautiful. Her name is Tynisha Keene, K-E-E-N-E. Look her up, Goddess Tynisha. She is amazing. And if any of those topics float your boat and are in alignment with you, get in alignment with her. Get in alignment with her. We are in alignment. Yes. Leaping into new energy, my mommy says. And speaking of my mommy, that's where my beautiful goddess Ruby is. Hi, baby. Hello. Good morning, goddess Ruby. Hi, baby. Mommy loves you. I hope that you are having a wonderful hour. I will see you in a few minutes. I will see you soon. Okay. All right, y'all. So let's just take a big deep breath because I know that I need one. Big inhale and exhale. Yeah, because I was feeling my energy being like this. Yes. Okay. That's good. Let's do it together. If it's true for one, it is true for all. I want you to pull this inhale through your womb force energy from the center of the earth. Boom, right out of your crown. Okay. Ready? Nice big inhale and exhale. Oh, that was divine. Okay, come on, let's do it again. Let's kegel it in. This time, I want you to pull from the center of the earth. Pull like you are pulling the gold, you are pulling the resources, you are pulling the abundance from the center of the earth up through your divine body and out through your crown, transforming everything in between. Ready? Let's do it. Nice big inhale and exhale. That was the one. Let's do it again. Inhale and exhale. One more. Inhale and exhale. Okay. Oh, that feels good. Okay. Now I want to invite you to just lean in energetically to the beautiful human beings to the left of us. If we're going to hold hands around this beautiful globe, to the left of us in this goddess circle, I saw you in Atlanta this morning. Hello, ATL. And take the hands of the folks in Atlanta. Hello. What's up? And I want you to lean in energetically and take the hands energetically of the folks to the right of us in this sacred circle, Arizona. I'm going to see y'all in a couple of weeks. Ooh, and just pull it all together. Oh, that feels good. Together like this is nice. Yes. Ooh, this is exactly what we needed. You are exactly the right person in exactly the right place and exactly the right time. So let everything around you fall away and be radically present. Because together like this is nice, right? And we begin with Mother, Father, God. Thank you so very much for bringing us together on this sacred Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for gifting us with life, 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 life. Thank you. Thank you so very much for opening our eyes today and giving us breath and reminding us that if indeed you did wake us up today, meaning that if you are within the beat of my heart, the sound of my voice, that our mission here in Earth School is not yet complete. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us with the riches, the wealth, the prosperity, the abundance to even just have these fancy devices that we are connected with. Thank you for showering us and our loved ones with increased blessings, 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 showers of blessings, showers of blessings, showers of blessings surrounding us. Thank you for giving us the love and the care of friends, of family. Thank you for igniting our hearts with a special burst of your magic, our divine spark. And may all who come in contact with us be similarly ignited with love, with wellness, with well-being. Thank you, thank you, thank you for arranging it for us that right this minute as we speak, our names are being spoken about with love in rooms that we have not yet entered, with people who we have not yet met. Thank you, thank you, thank you for creating this world, this where everything is conspiring in our favor. Everything and everyone is conspiring in our favor. Help us and guide us and keep us and remind us at any moment in time where you would have us go, what you would have us do, what you would have us say, and to whom. And for all of this and so very much more, we are so very grateful. And in your name, we say, amen, ashe, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, ashe, and so it is. Yes, 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 yes. Woo, okay, y'all. Oh my goodness. So I had a moment just now where I was connecting with you all through the power of intention, through the power of prayer, whichever words make you feel comfortable in alignment with the divine. And I remember I was just thinking back to, you know, there was a time where I was afraid even to say the word prayer online, much less pray online out of the comforts of the people who know me, because I was so terrified of being judged. Type judgment in the comments. Don't worry about the spelling. If you are afraid of judgment, if you're afraid of what other people think of you, if you're afraid of what your loved ones think of you, if you're afraid that people are going to say, oh my gosh, you know, who does she think she is? Who does he think he is? How dare you? If you are afraid of how dare you, yes, type judgment in the comments. I see you. I see you, my beauties. I see you, Goddess Damali, Goddess Terry, Blessed Barbie. Yes, I see you if you are afraid. And I was so terrified, you know, of people's judgment. And a big part of, for me, of my personal evolution has been unlearning that, releasing, you know, the idea or the thoughts of what worrying about what other people think of us. And it's still, you know, it's still something that I am still unlearning to this day, although, you know, I'm a lot better, a lot further than I have been with that journey. And, you know, it just struck me that, you know, the number one thing, I mean, we're going to get deeper into shifting timelines in a second, but the main thing that we need to do, whoever you are, if you were called here to this conversation, you know, when I pray privately, I pray to call together a circle of light workers, a circle of teachers, a circle of people who within their individual lives are making the planet better so that together we can be that divine spark and each one can teach one. And so then you go back to your friends, your family, your circle, your tribe, your community, however you term it, and spread that spark and we spread the light together. And the greatest thing that you, my way showers, my light workers, my givers, my empaths, my creative souls, the greatest thing that you can do, the greatest gift that you can give yourself is to stop caring what other people think. To stop caring what other people think. I've shared with you before that I have an aunt. I'll say her name, haven't spoken to her, connected with her in a while. Maybe this will make her come back. Maybe it'll cause some fights in the family, who knows? But my Aunt Daphne, I have two or three Aunt Daphnes. This is one of them. She'll know if she happens upon this. But my Aunt Daphne, they said back in the days in, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s, used to call herself a don't care a damn pumpkin, a don't give a damn pumpkin, because she did not care what other people think. And she decided that she was going to live her life on her terms. And, you know, a lot of times the people that we term in some way, shape, or form to be some idea of the black sheep of the family in whatever form it takes are the people with the magic, are the people who are teaching us big, brilliant lessons, are the people who are shining a light. And, you know, the older that I get, the more that I see that that is where we need to align. You know, she called herself a don't give a damn pumpkin, don't care damn pumpkin. That was it, don't care damn pumpkin. Because she's like, I don't care damn what anybody thinks, you know. Apologies, son, for the bad accent. She don't care damn, don't give a damn, don't care damn pumpkin. And that is where we need to align ourselves. Not with the idea of not caring, because we couldn't not care if we wanted to. We are loving, caring. Type caring into the comments if you are just a big-hearted, caring person who cares about everything and everyone so deeply. Big, big love and big caring. That is beautiful and that is wonderful. But the place where it trips us up is where we care what other people think above what we care, above our inner voice, our inner strength, above what we care, how we care for ourselves. You know, that is dangerous. That is absolutely dangerous. And it is not service. And that's where we need to lean into Aunt Daphne's don't care damn pumpkin energy. There it is. It's coming back. My ancestral voice. Don't care damn pumpkin energy. That's what it is. Don't care damn pumpkin. So let's see. What are the initials of that? DCDP. DCDP. Type in the comments DCDP if you are embracing your don't care damn pumpkin energy, which means that you are going to go forward and live your life not caring what other people who do not matter to you think. I'm not talking about don't care, not caring what your partners or your people who you love and you adore, what they think. Because of course, you know, I care very deeply what my parents think, what my, you know, some of my siblings think. You know, I care very deeply for the people that I care for. However, if it is an inner battle between my inner voice, my creator, my God, my inner self, and their voice of what they are saying is best for me, or I should be doing, or I should not be doing, my inner voice is going to win every time. Yes, DCDP, don't care that I'm pumpkins in the house. So a pumpkin is our symbol, which is awesome because that is also Oshun symbol, one of her symbols. So pumpkins, yes, we are the don't care damn pumpkins. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so Blessed Barbie said, what does it mean again? I want to write it down. Okay, don't care damn pumpkin. Let's see, we didn't have a strict definition. We just had my auntie showing up in all her fabulosity, cussing folks out, telling you she was a don't care damn pumpkin. So she don't care damn. Let's see, so let's come up with a definition. So I see my mommy in the chat. Mommy, who's probably mad at me for talking about this, but it's all good. What is a don't care damn pumpkin? All right, here's my definition. So don't care damn by being a don't care damn pumpkin. You are prioritizing your own empowerment, your own healing, and your own inner voice. Boom, there's a definition. See that, mommy? All that education, it is coming in handy. A don't care damn pumpkin prioritizes her own or his own or their own inner voice, inner, what did I say? I said it before, it was great. Inner voice, Yes, Goddess Priscilla says, my favorite types of relatives. Your own inner voice, your own inner healing, your own inner empowerment. That is what a Donkey Dom pumpkin is about. That is what a Donkey Dom pumpkin is about. Like not caring about other people's voices and other people's thoughts. It's not about not being a not caring person, because the auntie I'm talking about is a very caring person, a very loving person, and a very supportive person, a very generous and a very giving person. But it's about not giving away the best parts of you to people who are not worthy and deserving of that. That's it, quite simply. Yes, 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 Goddess Tanisha, inner voice, inner healing, inner empowerment. Goddess Terry says, don't get on pumpkin, prioritizes. Thank you for putting it for me. Her own inner voice, inner healing, and inner empowerment. Yes, yes. So we are jumping into the highest timeline for us, which includes, you know, us shifting, includes us being ourselves, us being who we were born to be, us owning our power, us taking back our power if you have given it away to somebody else. I'm going to say that again because I just felt that ping around our conversation. Us giving back, us taking back, reclaiming your power. Type into the comments, reclaim, if you need to reclaim your power. If you have given it away, loving though it might have been, if you have given away your power to someone else, like we say, reclaiming your time, reclaiming your power, reclaiming your power. Yes, reclaiming your power. So what is the highest timeline? I'm looking and I'm like, oh, I should have worn this. I should have saved this for launch day, which is March 12th. Maybe I'll wear this again on launch day because it's the same color as the deck. I just noticed that. All right. So, yes. All right. So let's get into what is our highest timeline. So the metaphysicians say that linear time, as we learned it, is not actually the way that time is working, that there are, that timelines are happening all simultaneously. So even our ancestors, you know, it is the way that we think of it is looking back at our ancestors, but it's really looking across. And in some cases, looking in the mirror, because we're reincarnating, we're coming back, we're coming forth all the time. And so every decision that we make, it's like that movie Sliding Doors with, I think, Gwyneth Paltrow. Every decision that we make opens a new portal or timeline. I never saw the movie, so actually that may be completely not what the movie's about. But anyway, so every decision that we make is opening a new timeline, a new experience in our lives, calling forward something new, all right? And so if we want to shift into the highest timeline, that means that right now, the things that you desire in your life, the business, the money, the friends, the love, the health, the vibrancy, the well-being, the fun, the joy, all of that is already in existence. There is a plane right now where you and I, so a desire that I have is that everyone who is on this call right now, I would love to be in person with y'all. I would love if this Goddess Temple Sunday, if right now we were somewhere and we were in person and we could talk about being Don't Get On Pumpkins in person. I can have everybody, we all yell out, Don't Get On Pumpkin. Maybe we'll do that at I Can Do It in Phoenix, Arizona in a couple of weeks, right? So that's something that I would love to happen. So what we're saying then is that there is a plane of existence somewhere where that is happening, where this gathering is in person, you know? And so every decision that we make is manifesting, is creating, is magnetizing to us, is birthing a new world, a new earth for us. Every decision. So if you decide to take that bus or not take that bus, that part I do remember the movie was about. And on that bus is your potential partner, mate, love of your life, investor, whatever it is. You know, they just broke down on the side of the road in the Lamborghini and got on that bus, and they're now seeing you on the bus and investing in your life or whatever it is, right? this timeline is all happening simultaneously. So you are wanting to shift into that energy, shift into that energetic vibration. It's all energy. It's all vibration. Okay, here's my mom. My mom typed in the comments. We're my live people on Facebook who are getting to see my mom's comments in very capital letters about my auntie. She's very caring. Okay, I'm going to read this in a very bad Guyanese accent again. Y'all excuse me. She's very caring. However, she ignores other people's judgments, stands on her beliefs, doesn't let anyone spoil her joy or her day or steal her joy. All right, so that's about my Aunt Daph, who is an amazing, awesome, beautiful human being. Thank you, Mommy. Goddess Priscilla said, you make love sound so exciting. Well, life is exciting and it all should be exciting. Type into the comments, exciting. It all should be exciting. It all should be passionate. It all should feel good. We should feel good just to feel good. Just to feel good. You know how many people right this minute would have purchased another day if they had all the money in the bank? Billionaires who, if they could have lived one more day, they could have given it all for one more breath, would have done so and are not able to do so. And look at us here, connected, living, being together. How amazing. This right now, let's just claim it. I'm claiming my highest timeline. I am claiming my highest timeline. I'm raising my standards for myself and my life, and I'm refusing to live in any timeline where I'm absolutely not loved, absolutely not supported, absolutely not abundant, rich, wealthy, prosperous, absolutely not in madly in love with myself and magnetizing toward me people who feel the same, not only about me, but about themselves. We want people who feel the same about themselves. We don't want people in our lives anymore who, you know, are, you know, nothing wrong. Everybody's on different parts of their journey. People, I've been very depressed. We understand all of that. But we want people also who are on the same train, on the same boat, on the same bus. We're all going forward. You don't want people who are going to turn the bus around and go the wrong way. If you are headed toward, if your highest timeline is you living and shining and being happy and in your don't care down pumpkin energy, that is what we want. Goddess Shannon says, I need this. I was just laughing at myself. The nerve of me ever being bored. Imagine that. Oh, what am I doing? Just being alive. Yes. Yes. The nerve of us ever having a moment to utter boredom, thoughts of boredom. We are in the timeline where we can go where we want, own our voice. You know, we can, in other timelines, that we know for a fact that we see historically, whether time is linear, circular, whichever way it goes, we know folks were hung for having their own voice. We know folks were hung for wanting basic human rights. We know that folks were, their voices were taken away. And so us having the agency to be able to come together and decide what we want, decide who we want to spend time with, decide how we want to move and flow in this world. Oh my goodness, how amazing. How amazing. Like that for itself is just, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, is the purpose of everything, to shift into our highest timeline, to live where we are living of good character and feeling good about ourselves and enjoying ourselves and not feeling the need to wait for the things that you want. We're not waiting anymore. We're not waiting anymore. Mm-mm. The time is now. This is it right now. And so shifting into our highest timeline, yes, we are claiming our highest timeline. We're claiming the timeline of love. Type into the comments, love. We are claiming the timeline of possibilities. Type into the comments, possibilities. We are stepping into the timeline of creativity, of creativity. Oh my goodness. I heard that Dolly Parton does not allow herself ever to complain about anything, you know, about, you know, the tour bus running late or I don't know, whatever, you know, things that she does, because she feels like, well, I'm just so grateful. And when I was a little girl, this is what I wanted to do. And so it doesn't mean that she doesn't have high standards for herself and the people that show up and how she conducts her business and everything that she does. She has very high standards. However, she doesn't mire herself down in a negative vibration, in a poor timeline, in a deficient timeline of complaining about, you know, why, how it all sucks. No, we can have simultaneously the energy of, oh my goodness, this is my highest timeline. And I am so grateful. I'm so happy and so grateful that I have now raised my standards to where anything else is unacceptable, to where the people that I spend time with are people like Goddess Sakina and Goddess Norma and Henry and Goddess Nelly and Goddess Sarah and Goddess Andrea, who are magnificent human beings and having a full life experience, that we are so worthy and deserving of. We are claiming our highest timeline where wealth, abundance, prosperity is a no-brainer for us, So I'm going to be going into all of this. Don't worry, we're going to have the over these next 6 weeks. My aim is for y'all to get sick of seeing me because I'm going to be everywhere with the Secrets of the Ancestors virtual retreat and festival, which is absolutely free. If you go to secretsoftheancestors.com, you want to pre-order your deck, get your deck now so that on the 12th, as soon as it is out, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Hay House or whoever can ship it to you and you can continue with the classes with me and all the other folks from Asha Frost to Sandra Ann Taylor to Lorraine Anderson to Colette Baron Reed to Radley Valentine. All of these folks are coming to teach you. And they all said yes to me. Like I'm just like, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful to have manifested this. Let me just give me a second to bear witness to my own manifestations coming to pass. Reaching out to people who I have for so long, you know, looked at their work in awe, and for them to say yes to me with just knowing my work and saying, oh my goodness, I love what you're doing. Yes, is amazing. Amazing. My book that's coming out, From Imagination to Reality, that I'm so excited to share with you, that brings forward the ancestral wisdom of this elder, this teacher, this ancestor named Abdullah. Oh my goodness. It's a book on manifesting. He lived 100 years ago. Gabby Bernstein, Michael Bernard Beckwith, and Sarah Prout, if you're in the field of manifesting or interested in manifesting, those names will mean something to you. When I connected with them and said, please write a forward for me or, you know, give me a comment or whatever about this book, looked at it and said, oh my God, this is amazing. This is necessary. Yes. And so that is where we want to all move into. Like, I could cry. Like, this, like, awakening our sacred yes. Type into the comments the sacred yes. The sacred yes is what we are leaning into. I feel like I want to change the name now of my next book, which is named The Divine Frequency, into maybe The Sacred Yes. The Sacred Yes. And I'd said that I wasn't going to say titles anymore online since Alicia Keys, I love you, Alicia Keys, but Alicia Keys and her folks borrowed Soul Care. But sacred, yes, maybe if there's not something already named that. Yes. And that is where, if it's true for one, it's true for all. I share that with you, not I'm bragging or I'm so excited, exceptional or whatever. I am, but so are you. That's the difference. Yes, I am exceptional. And yes, so are you. And the song that you have within you that is in that highest timeline, the poem that you have within you that is in that highest timeline, the beautiful children and family that you have within you that are in that highest timeline, the money to be able to travel wherever you want and have the vacations that you want and have loving friends and family around you is within that timeline. The health and well-being, it is all in that highest vibrating timeline. So, come hang out at this festival for the next 6 weeks. Sign up so that you get all of the replays Because the time for you is now. And we need your voice in the world. We need your magic in the world. The secrets of the ancestors, the biggest secret of the ancestors is that they chose you. They chose us. That is the biggest secret of the ancestors. And so if we want to step into the energy of being unapologetic, which is don't get on pumpkin energy, being unapologetic, these are the cards that I pulled right before we got on the call, and the High Priestess energy, owning our intuition and our guidance, then this is where we need to be. Leaning in to the sacred yes. Leaning in. Okay, the sacred yes is already a book. Thank you, Goddess Gwen, by Reverend Deborah Johnson. Yay, Reverend Deborah Johnson. Okay, good. I look forward to reading that. Leaning into, thank you, sis, for doing that research for me. Leaning into the energy of what we deserve and desire. Leaning into the sacred yes. Gifting ourselves with the sacred yes, which means that when the voices of no come from society, come from your family, come from whomever, and you can tell the difference between, because I'm not saying don't listen to your people, because sometimes my people have said, hey, that's the wrong path, and they were absolutely right. You know in your soul, you know in your gut, you know in your womb, you know in your heart when it is in alignment for you and when it is out of alignment for you. And that's the don't care down pumpkin energy that we are leaning into as we vibrate, align, and frequent our highest timeline. All right. So let's continue this conversation tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Hay House's social channels. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is, correction, 12 p.m. 12 p.m. 12 p.m. 12 p.m. 10 plus 2. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Hay House's social channels, followed by a conversation with Sandra Ann Taylor, who, if you don't know her, she is old school wisdom. She started out this game on Hay House back in the days with Louise Hay, and she is an oracle and ancestral expert, and she is a magnificent person. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, and then all this week on Hay House's Facebook, and it'll be syndicated on my channels as well. Okay? The highest timeline is ours. Are you receiving that today, my beauties? Are you receiving that today? Are you receiving that today? In this beautifully chaotic, wonderful conversation, are you receiving that today? Yay. Okay, someone says they tried the link in the show notes, but it says that it is closed. No. Okay, maybe we need to republish it. So try again in an hour. Okay, secretsoftheancestors.com. Try again in an hour or 15 minutes. I'm going to check it as soon as we get off the line. Okay. Are you receiving that today? Yay. All love, all blessings. And I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for the heads up about the link, secretsoftheancestors.com. I will go and we will fix it now. Bye, my lovelies. And pre-order your deck if you didn't get it already.